And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. I am your host, Josh Engel, and today we are talking about fentanyl. We are joined by members of the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition, and today we're chatting about the 2024 Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Summit. This will be the second Fentanyl Awareness Summit here in the local community. This event is coming up Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at City Station right here in Carrollton. Joining us today to speak with us not just about the severity of the fentanyl issue nationwide and in our very own backyard, but also to discuss the summit and what folks can expect this year at the summit and why folks need to come out. Joining us on the program, we have the Chief of Police for the City of Carrollton, Joel Richards, and we have Major Craig Dotson with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, as well as Bruce Guthrie, one of the, as he mentioned earlier, one of the members of the founders of the organization on the ground floor with a personal connection to this issue, and we'll be talking about that and a lot more. First, why don't we start with Joel. Joel, if you could, please tell listeners a bit about yourself and a bit about your position with the city.
Okay, thank you. I was born and raised in Carroll County, to be specific, Weisberg. I've been with the police department for, I'm in my 32nd year. I joined there in 1992. I've been serving as a police chief since 2004, in my 20th year of doing that, and I really enjoy serving this community. We have a great, awesome community that comes together for things like this and gives back.
And we are very blessed with law enforcement organizations that are always in a state of giving back. With the different community fundraisers, Shop with a Cop, different programs. We're very blessed in this community to have such to have law enforcement agencies that are so integrated in the public, in the faith communities and beyond. I mean, all throughout the city. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
And I did want to mention, we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you would like to hop on and talk about how sharp these gentlemen are dressed today, or if you have any questions or comments about the upcoming summit or anything fentanyl related, please feel free to hop on the stream and throw that on there. Let's throw it over to Major Craig Dotson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on. So my name's Craig Dotson. I'm a major with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. I've started my career there in 1990, so in May it'll be my 34th year. I was born and raised in Carroll County, in Villarica, and live in the Center Point area. My entire family lives in Carroll County, and so my family was raised here, been here my whole life, and without question, we have a blessed community. The way that when we have issues, we pull together, and we appreciate you guys having us on this morning.
Absolutely. It's our honor, especially for an issue that is so widespread as the one we're talking about today. Let's throw it over to Bruce Guthrie. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. I'm Bruce Guthrie. I am originally from Arkansas. I was born in the St. Louis area, and I moved here 2.5 years ago. Under certain circumstances, I transferred here and became the managing editor of the Times Georgian. I am now a journalist and activist for fentanyl, and I love this community. It has embraced me like I didn't think any community could. Talking about my circumstances, but we'll talk about that later. But I love this place, and I foresee it as my home for the rest of my life, honestly.
Yes, sir. Very, very true. I mean, this is a very welcoming, loving community. Incredibly supporting. I think a testament to that can be I always point out the sheer number of nonprofits and organizations that are out there just trying to help. So let's throw it back over to Joel. Joel, could we speak a bit about fentanyl? Yeah. Maybe we could start for folks who, it's this scary buzzword they hear on the news, and maybe they don't really fully realize what it is. Could you speak a bit to what fentanyl is, and then also the nature of the problem, not just in our own community, but beyond?
Sure. So I don't want to confuse you by saying this, but fentanyl is a good drug when used properly. It's a synthetic man-made drug that is used in the operating room, the emergency department every day for pain management. But like anything, criminals can take it and turn it into something bad. And so it has to be dosed in micrograms, from what I'm told. And we will have at our fentanyl summit, we will have a doctor from Tanner there to talk about fentanyl and when it can be properly used and when it is used. My father just passed away from cancer last year, and hospice would come out and put fentanyl patches on him. So it, there is a proper way to use fentanyl. But unfortunately, it is causing a lot of deaths. According to the DEA, our population from 18 to 45, the number one cause of death is opioid overdose. And again, according to the DEA, 70% are fentanyl.
That's, and I know that is a number that just continues to grow. As what do you think speaks to its popularity? I mean, why it's spreading as it is?
You know, I can just share you what I've experienced personally, speaking with folks that we've been out on drug raids. And I remember asking one person, are you not concerned that this could be laced with fentanyl? And her answer was, it's worth the risk. And so I think some of them realize they get that extra high from it. I'm just, fortunately, I've never been a drug user, so I don't know what they're talking about, but it's an extra high that they get from it. And now, I mean, we make arrests. Major Dice can tell you with our ACE unit where you're getting pure fentanyl in pure form. And that's something that's new, I believe, to us. You know, talking with Keith Hancock, our can I go into numbers now?
Yes, sir. Please.
Our Carroll County coroner, you know, just to give you an idea of locally, folks, what we're dealing with, is these numbers are not getting better. So for 2023, his most current numbers were given to me as of February 26, 40 confirmed overdose deaths in Carroll County from drugs, 24 involving fentanyl, with 11 still pending. You know, and then you go nationwide, according to the DEA, the latest numbers they have are 2022, which was 110,000 deaths, overdose poisoning from opioids, 70% being fentanyl.
70%.
This is according to the DEA.
And I mean, I imagine this is a trend that will follow on the local level, as you mentioned. You know, 11 pending.
If you come to the summit, Coroner Hancock, Keith is going to do a presentation and kind of show you a trend from the last 3 years. I believe he's going back 3 years to show the trend in Carroll County, and it's not getting better.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to echo on some of what the chief said, I think some people are not necessarily hunting out fentanyl. They're trying to purchase an Adderall pill on the street and have no idea it's laced. But I think you got a mixture where some people are trying to get it, and then some people are trying to get another drug and have no idea that it contains fentanyl.
And this is something that you know, that you're seeing more and more on the street. I mean, we're talking about, you know, pure fentanyl, not as much mixed up. Is it something that you're starting to see more, just straight pure fentanyl coming?
Absolutely. And it's not just on the street. When we'll talk, I guess, in the next segment, but you know, across the nation, it's a huge issue in jails. Where the overdoses in jails is a big deal. And of course, for us, we're housing 400 to 500 inmates. Most of them are have substance abuse and addiction issues, so they don't quit wanting it because they get in jail. So that's another challenge that we have. We have a lot of similar stuff with our deputies and the police officers out on the road, but then we have that added thing with us that we're trying to deal with, and we're doing a lot. Our jail staff's doing great, and the Board of Commissioners and Commission Chairman on helping us combat that.
From a you know, from a contraband standpoint, it would make sense that folks would move in the direction of fentanyl. You know, of course, paired with the cognitive dissonance that surely it won't kill me, but, or some folks just don't care. But with it being, you know, it dosed in micrograms, it requiring so right. little to do so much. I mean, do we think that contributes to its popularity in the prison setting, in the jail setting?
I'm sure it does. And you know, one of the things the sheriff, when he first came in office day one, he was committed to working inmates. If they're properly classified and they're nonviolent offenders, we like to get them out in the community and work. It's good for them, it's good for the community, but that also opens up those avenues of the contraband being smuggled in, and whether it be, you know, a lot of things. It could be tobacco, weapons, but the drugs are our main issue. We're you know, working to keep it out.
Time is at 8:39. We'll go ahead and take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Chief of Police here in the City of Carrollton, Joel Richards, Major Craig Dotson with the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, and Bruce Guthrie, journalist and activist on the issue of fentanyl and more. As we continue our conversation about the 2024 Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Summit coming up Thursday, March 14th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at City Station, right here in Carrollton. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today's Wednesday, March 6th. We are live streaming today's program on our WLBB Facebook page. If you have any questions or comments for our guests today, please feel free to hop in the chat and throw those in there. I'd be proud to read those out. Our guest today, Chief of Police for the City of Carrollton, Joel Richards, Major Craig Dotson with the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, and Bruce Guthrie, a journalist and activist that is... the topic of the conversation. I mean, making a stand against fentanyl. Truly, as we discussed in the last segment, definitely go back and check out that first segment. You know, the numbers are harrowing. A lot of people are dying every single day, not just from opioid use, but specifically fentanyl. And it's an incredibly, incredibly dangerous narcotic, which is why it's you know, of course, as Bruce mentioned in the last segment, we have a very loving, welcoming community. Leave it to this community to step up to form an organization like the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition to draw attention to this issue. Joel, if we could, before we get into this year's summit, could we speak a bit about the founding of the Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Coalition?
Sure. So it was toward the latter part of 2022. You know, I don't know who to give credit to, but I just remember we were talking about another death, and you know, seeing these moms go through this, dads too, but especially the moms losing their children. And Major Dotson made a good point. It's not just, and that's one of the reasons we talked about, is the stigma of this is your drug users who are choosing to do this, but you have young men, and I know personal stories I know where they went to college and were going to get an Adderall because they were going to help study for a test, whatever, and they took a prescription in high school, and it was laced with fentanyl, and, you know, next thing you know, they're dead, and mom and dad are, what is fentanyl? You know, so there are a lot of those circumstances out there, and that's what we want to try to do is break that stigma. But we met the latter part of 2022. Bruce, I knew Bruce as a journalist and also a personal story that he had, so I called him up. Anytime we have ever called the sheriff's office, Sheriff Langley, Major Dotson, they are always, absolutely, and again, they saw the need for this like we did. So we come together, and there was a few of us that joined together and had a coalition started. And the more people heard about it, the more, you know, wanted to get involved. And our three things, Bruce said, what are we doing this for? And we come up with education, legislation, and enforcement. And we've worked with legislators about passing some laws. The biggest thing was awareness, is just getting the word out and start the conversation, get people talking about it. And I think somebody mentioned, you know, we used to have this meth summit years ago at Tabernacle. Why don't we do a fentanyl summit? And again, I don't know who to give credit to, but I thought that's a great idea. How do we do it? And again, I think this was September of 22, and we had our first one March of 23. So we had a few months to put this together, and the community came together, funding, whatever it was. And I'll talk about our sponsors in a few minutes, but same thing again this year.
Incredible. I mean, you know, it seems like credit is due to the intense need, you know. Like, I mean, this had to happen, and I love to see this partnership between the city and the county and members of the community to do their part to try to stop this spread. I mean, it just as we were talking in the first segment, it just seems to be becoming more and more prevalent, more and more of an issue. You're seeing it on the streets and the jails. I mean, it's a deadly thing, and I'm very glad that we're able to talk that out. Bruce, if you could, Bruce Guthrie, a journalist and activist, could you speak a bit
to bit to your role in the co-founding of this organization with these other gentlemen?
Well, in the beginning, and first of all, I want to thank Chief Richards for allowing me to be a part of this, and even from day one. In the beginning, it was the experience. It was the fact that I had been personally impacted by this drug and how we could help and by those personal experiences, bringing those people in and being able to not only give a voice to the experience, but also bring others in to be able to help and bring and provide their personal experiences. And there, I'm gonna tell you, there are a lot here. There have been so many that have been affected by this. Just in the last couple of years since I've been here, people have reached out to me and have talked to me about their experience. And a lot of it's similar and a lot of it's different. It's all heartbreaking and it's all senseless. And I think being able to be a part of this on the ground floor and watching it grow is going to do nothing but help. And we just got to find a way to get the numbers down, and they're just not coming down.
So last year, there was the initial Fentanyl Awareness Summit. Could either of you that would like to speak to what that event was like, and possibly we can speak about how it has expanded this year?
So, yeah, I'll tell you one other thing that makes us excited to be involved with this is, you know, this is a huge nationwide issue, and we know that most of the fentanyl is coming in on the border. Federal government's not doing their job, you know, so you can sit back and just complain because we don't control the federal government. But what makes us excited about being involved with this is that we're looking locally at what can we do? What can this community do to make a difference? So, you know, the education aspect of it, we're going to tackle trying to reach out to fifth graders, to seniors, to addicts' families. You know, first responders are now carrying Narcan. And if you're thinking about volunteering or sponsoring or getting involved, I'll tell you a story. And I don't remember the year, but we had one person come forward with an idea that, and it is a local business person, Debbie Neal, about, I want first responders to carry Narcan. So she had the idea. She funded it for several years. And I can't tell you how many people's lives have been saved, dozens. Wow. And so if you really want to ask yourself, can I help? Can I get involved? What's this about? And will it make a difference? It did with her.
It did with her. Yeah, I mean, she absolutely took a personal tragedy and parlayed that into saving lives by partnering with the law enforcement, local law enforcement.
And stuff like that drives me. And that's a local story. That's a real story. And you know, hopefully people will look at that and say, I might can make a difference.
Absolutely. So last year's summit, did you have a pretty good turnout for the previous summit?
Yeah, I don't quite remember who Sergeant Meredith Brown, and who was one of the first members that helped us get this started, was in charge of that. I want to say there was maybe between the day, sometime during the day, we had between 250. So it is from 9 to 3, as you mentioned, but you don't have to come and stay all day. You know, if you're obviously a lot of folks work during those times, but if you want to come, catch a segment, come back. I'm going to talk a little bit later about who I was going to be speaking. If you want to come just see a portion of it, you can. But I want to say last year at City Station, we wound up moving it into the main auditorium at the last minute
to make room.
Mm-hmm, because we had so many pre-register, and we're going to encourage that here in just a little bit.
It's amazing to spread that awareness. Well, I'll tell you, why don't we just get right into it? Yes. So this year, what can folks expect? I mean, you know, last year there were speakers from the community to kind of draw attention to the issue. This year, it's even more expanded. If you could speak a bit about what folks can expect by attending this year's summit.
Yeah, we're going to have some speakers there. You'll have, I'll start out, myself, Mayor Kaysen, Chairman Morgan, Major Dotson will be there. Our coroner is going to talk, and again, I mentioned earlier, present some local numbers to you. You know, and one thing we're going to have is testimonies that Bruce puts together for us from families, local families here in the community that have lost a loved one to a fentanyl overdose. Yes, and so I think that's going to be very impactful for people to see that when they see the stories and see pictures and put a face with a name and with fentanyl. We're going to have, again, Tanner Health System has been amazing. They produce all of our material for us every year, marketing at their marketing department goes way above and beyond. And they've partnered with having a doctor come in and talk about And I've heard it's going to be Dr. Draper again, who we had last year, Eric Draper, who does a phenomenal job of explaining what I was trying to screw up earlier about micrograms and all that kind of stuff. He will go into detail and explain how it actually works and how they use it and why. You know, let's don't blame fentanyl for this problem. You'll have the DEA. We've actually reached out to the DEA. I was able to go and hear them at one of our international chiefs conferences last year. And they're going to have a special agent come from Atlanta to come and talk about what Major Dotson talked about is fentanyl. And I don't really know what all he's going to talk about, but he'll just share some national stuff with us about fentanyl and opioid. You know, I'm trying to think. We're going to have a recovery story. You mentioned Debbie Neal. Debbie's son, Miles, is one of our sponsors. I'll talk about in a minute. And he's got a testimony from a young man, old man, I don't know who it is, but a person who is in recovery. And last year we had Dan Dixon. Dan Dixon is known to a lot of folks in this community, had a great story to tell of recovery and success. And so we do want to leave people with some hope. So at the end of the session, we'll have somebody talk about recovery and what recovery looks like and how you can get help. That's one of the things we don't want to just be all doom and gloom. We want to talk about there is hope from this and what hope looks like.
And this organization, the formation of this group, the scheduling of events like these, it really does feel like this is the switch. This is the turning of the tide. It's like now it's about forward momentum and gaining ground and making change and passing legislation that could affect not just this community, but the whole state and beyond. I mean, this is an important opportunity for members of the community to step up, to be informed, and more importantly, spread awareness about something that is it's a major problem that we're facing. Time is 8:51. We'll go ahead and do our second commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our conversation with Chief Joel Richards, Major Craig Dotson, and Bruce Guthrie as we chat about the 2024 Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Summit coming up Thursday, March 14th. We had a comment in the stream here. When and where is it this year? Ms. Waters, it's going to be at City Station on Thursday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And stay with us, because here in just a minute, we're going to talk about how you and others can register for this event. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Wednesday, March 6th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any last-minute questions or comments for our guests, Chief Joel Richards, Major Craig Dotson, or Bruce Guthrie, in regards to the 2024 Carroll County Fentanyl Awareness Summit, feel free to throw those in the chat. We got another comment here from Carolyn Henderson. You have a big job on your hands. Thank you for educating our community. Please give the date again before you sign off of the broadcast, time, location, and God bless your efforts. Thank you so much for that comment, Carolyn. We will be going back over that here in just a second and how you can register. Let's jump over to Major Craig Dotson on an incredible development that we were just discussing in regards to Narcan.
Well, yeah, so I just wanted to mention how supportive the commission chairman, the board of commissioners have been to us. So talked earlier a little bit about the problem in the jail. So, you know, our jail staff realized that there's a body scanner that was on the market. It's over $140,000. We went to the Board of Commissioners for the funding. They funded it. So every inmate that comes in and gets screened, this is for weapons, contraband, and drugs. The Board of Commissioners and the chairman purchased a true NARC. It's a piece of equipment that allows us to test the drugs out in the field without touching it. Makes it safer for us. And they also funded part of the fentanyl awareness campaign this past time. So we couldn't do what we're doing without their support. And I just really wanted to reach out to them and our jail staff. This body scanner, it's great, but it adds stress to the jail staff. It adds about 10 or 15 minutes of the booking process. So it's more work, but it's necessary. And it'd be hard to quantify if it saves a life, but I feel certain it will in our jail.
Absolutely. And providing peace of mind,
right?
Not just for the jail staff, to the inmates, but to anyone that comes through there.
That's correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's, God, it just speaks again to this partnership between the city and the county,
right?
And such an important mission.
That's correct.
Joel, if we could, this is putting events together like this is expensive. Putting together awareness campaigns like this is very costly. Could you speak a bit to the folks who in the community that have stepped up to help make this happen, as well as how folks can register for this event coming up on March 14th?
Absolutely. I also want to add on what Major Dodson said. So our city manager, David Brooks, our mayor, Betty Case, and our city council members did the same thing for us and purchased us a True Narc a couple of years ago, and it's made a difference on the street when we're dealing with drugs. And then Michelle Morgan, when we met with her about this fentanyl campaign, the awareness campaign, this year-long campaign we're doing that started in January, she was very eager to get involved and provided funding for this. And so we could not do this without the collaboration that we have. I just can't echo that enough, what we do together. But the Fentanyl Awareness Summit, all right, Thursday, March 14th, 9 to 3, Maple Street, 2015 Maple Street City Station. Lunch will be provided, but we do encourage you, please pre-register so we make sure we have enough food. I'd rather have too much than not enough. So please, if you think you're coming, if you think you might come, even if you come for lunch and hang out and get to know some folks, please pre-register at tanner.org/fentanyl. I don't know. Fentanyl. You'll figure it out. Tanner.org/fentanyl. Please pre-register to reserve your seat and a lunch. Our sponsors, I just got to give a shout out to you. And if I forget you, please forgive me. I know you don't do it for recognition, but the ones that came to mind last night were Gratitude Communications. You guys have been amazing for us. Our district attorney, Herb Cranford. These are people that are providing funding and resources for us. Green Acres Wellness, which is Miles Neal. Gaston Outdoor Advertising, always step up to the plate for the second year and provide advertising for this. Times Georgian, City Station, Willowbrook at Tanner Health System. So thank you very much for what you've done to put this together. It means a lot to us and to the community.
Absolutely. And we only have about a minute and a half left. Bruce, if you could, take us out, give folks a bit of an idea of a bit of the personal information and stories that you're going to be sharing at the event.
Fentanyl brought me to Georgia in such a way to where my son, 29-year-old Cody Guthrie, died from a fentanyl poisoning. Some call it overdose. I call it poisoning because he did. I don't believe he took fentanyl on purpose. What I'll be talking about is his story, and I have a 4-minute video of his story that I've pre-recorded. Also, I'm going to be talking about stigma and how it to me, stigma is just as poisonous as the drug is, because I think, and that's the part of the awareness part, is to eliminate stigma, to eliminate how we view and how we see and how we handle people who have these problems. Education, enforcement and legislation is just a part of it. Mental health's a part of it. How people can navigate through life without having to go for self-medicating substances. And that's a real problem. And it's been a problem for a long time, but now it's become an incredibly deadly problem. And I want to say for these guys, and we're talking about officer safety, fentanyl, all you have to do is touch it to die from it. You don't have to put it in into your body. All you have to do is touch it. And even gloves that they have now don't work properly to be able to keep it away from the skin. And that's why the True Narc is so important. And I appreciate them for allowing me.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you all taking the time to come on the program today. And, of course, go online, check out the Fentanyl Awareness Summit. Register for this year. We'll see you next time.
Lives and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.